All right, now Zina Maha, you guys can start.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. So my name is Nazia Mahida. I am MYG president, and I will be introducing one of our speakers today. I'll be introducing Brother Mudassir Mayit. And Brother Mudassir went to UCI. He has memorized Quran and completed his master's from IOK Seminary, and he is a software engineer.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Maha, and I'm also a board member. And I will be introducing Aisha. Aisha went to UCI and memorized the Quran and completed her master's from IOK Seminary. And she is currently in Loyola Law School.
I guess that's a green light.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, okay. Mudassir.
So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على رسوله الكريم. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا متقبلا يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله everyone. So summer, especially when you're young, is great because it's a unique few months out of the year in which the amount of free time we have is considerably more than the rest of the year. And summer, if utilized properly and taken advantage of correctly, can be a time of immense growth and development in multiple aspects of life. So today we are going to discuss how we can all improve over the summer, take advantage of the summer, in at least four aspects of our lives. Firstly, family and home. Secondly, education and school. Thirdly, yourself and personal development. And fourthly, Islam and spirituality. So to start us off with family and home.
Go ahead. Hi, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. I haven't been to an MYG event in like 10 years. Maybe 8 to 9 years I haven't been to an MYG event. And this is a change of pace. It's glad to still do stuff for ISOC. It's been a minute or a very long, long, long minute. We'll be covering just ways for us to benefit from summer, not strictly in a religious sense. And if anyone has any questions about, you know, things you can do, ways to benefit, feel free to write those questions down or ask at the end. So the first thing that we'll be talking about is making use of your summer in relationship to your home life. And obviously, all of us here, to some degree or another, we've already figured out how to deal and cope with our families for the past, 4 months now because of COVID and being in quarantine. But maybe just some things that haven't crossed our minds. Maybe some things for us to, now that we may not have homework to do or maybe not have finals to study for, maybe a bit of change of pace if we're quote unquote totally free now and everyone's at home for most of us, and everyone being at home can be a good thing. It could also be a bit of a bad thing. So for this first part of family and home, we can talk about three things. Number one, how to take advantage of the time that we're at home. Number two, how we can learn to cope with the challenges of being at home all day with everyone in our house. And number three, just how we can grow and be better people despite the environment of being at home. So the first thing is, how do we take advantage with all of this extra time with our entire family at home all the time, 24/7? And the first thing is that just realizing and recognizing the immense reward and blessings that Allah has attached to being with our family. Right, Allah, God, He tells us multiple times in the Quran that we should be the best to our parents, how to treat our parents, how to pray for our parents. Right, Allah, He tells us, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah says, and that your Lord, your Master has decreed that you don't worship anything or anyone except Him, and that you are extremely dutiful, loving, caring, and excellent towards your parents. And if your parents become old, one of them or both of them, then don't even say the slightest negative word to them. Rather, speak to them in a kind, in a gentle, in a soft manner, and be humble and soft with them, and make this dua. Allah says, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah tells us to say, my Lord, show loving care and mercy to my parents the same way that they took care of me when I was young. Flat out, how to be good to our parents. The Prophet ﷺ tells us to be good to our mothers the most, and that they are the most deserving of our good character and company. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was asked about, what can I do to get into Jannah? He said, be good to your family and to maintain your family ties. Whether it's helping our parents, our siblings, our aunts, our uncles, anyone in our household, there's reward in that, and these are good things. So what can we actually do? Number one, just overall, be good, decent, nice, caring people. Right, what we shouldn't do is when with our friends, when we're with, you know, people outside of the house, we are so bubbly and happy and joyous. But when we're in our house, we kind of get grumpy and sad. And a lot of us are at fault of that. Even I'm at fault of that sometimes. But when we're at home, we should try to do our best to be as nice as we can, right? To speak nicely and to not cause problems. If we're at home, help around the house, whether it's cooking or cleaning or running errands, or if you have younger siblings or older grandparents, whether it's the dishes or cleaning the bathroom or anything in your house that needs help with, anything that needs something to be done, take advantage of that. That's something that will keep your mind off your phone for like 10 minutes. Be extra nice to your family and do anything that you can that's good. And one important thing, never forget that right now you're all in like maybe high school, maybe even middle school, maybe some of you are on like community college. Realize that when you're at home, and then when you leave home, whether it's your siblings or parents, your relationship will drastically change. You're going to miss those times, and you're going to find so much love and enjoyment with your family that you may not have directly had when you were living in the same house. So cherish these moments, even though it might be challenging, because you're going to miss it later on. The second thing is, how do we cope with the challenges of being at home? Because let's be honest, we've been at home with our families for a long time, and it can be tough, especially if we have parents and siblings. It can be really, really, really tough. You know, someone's going to be nagging at you at one point or another. Someone's going to be yelling at you about something at some point in the day. Someone's going to be bugging you about some useless thing nonstop at least once a day. And so, number one is, it's tough, we get it, but it's your family. Like, get over it, you know. Just kind of let everything slide. Be chill about things. If someone's nagging you for 10 times a day, just be like, whatever, just sigh and do whatever you need to do, right? Don't make everything a big deal in your home, because if you make it a big deal, well, guess what? Your whole day's ruined. Your whole week's going to be ruined. Just be chill. People are going to bug you. People are going to say things. Just try not to let things get to you and do whatever you need to do at home. And the third thing is, how to just take overall advantage, if not being good to people and if not letting things slide, is try to come up with some things to do in your household. Whether you guys or all of you have been praying together or not, try to pray together. If, you know, the masjid is open and you feel comfortable going, walk to the masjid together. Eat as a family together. If there's something you all enjoy watching, watch that together. If you have any games, or you want to go on walks, or you want to go to the park, try and do things together as a family so that you grow and have a different relationship. You know, some of us, we may only see our parents in a certain light, or our siblings in a certain light. So do things to kind of change that environment. So hopefully, again, we want to keep it short and sweet. We're not going to give you an hour lecture on how to live your life at home. And, you know, play it by ear. Try to make use of these things. Try to be good to your family members. Let the nagging slide. And try to come up with some ways for you to, you know, enjoy your household in a different way. Next, we can talk about school and education.
So next, moving on to school and education. So this aspect of summer, a lot of people probably aren't too excited to talk about, and even we were debating whether we should even keep this aspect in here. So, you know, don't get us wrong, this aspect of the four aspects should be the lowest priority over the summer. Still a priority, but one of the lower ones, because outside of summer, it's probably one of your highest priorities during the school year. And obviously, one of the primary purposes of summer is to take a break from school. I remember when I was younger, I used to go to India like every summer to visit my grandmother. And I remember one year I told her over the phone that, you know, I won't be able to come this year because I have to take summer school. And she was like, just so shocked. She was just like, summer school? Like, that was just like the dumbest concept ever to her. She was like, why would anybody go to school during the time that's literally supposed to be a break from school, right? She was like, you're doing summer wrong if you're going to school over the summer. And she was like, you know, just talking about how, like, you know, you're supposed to take a break, you're supposed to relax, you're supposed to enjoy, you're ruining that aspect of your own well-being if you're going to summer school. And so now with that wisdom of my grandmother, yes, I understand, take a break from school and studies and all of that. And that's very important to keep yourself sane and to keep yourself happy. Especially if you're a really competitive and driven student during the school year. But at the same time, high school, for a lot of you are probably in high school right now, it is a crucial time in your life, especially because of what comes after, which is college. And so if you are in a situation where you just finished your junior year and you're about to start your senior year, this, you know, college apps have probably already been looming over your head for the past few weeks. And I'm not here to remind you to get them done because you've already got your parents for that. My only advice is to get started on them early and to not put them off until the last minute. And you can make the whole college application process as stress-free of an experience as you'd like it to be simply by getting started on it early. Giving yourself time to take ample breaks in between your writing personal statement and stuff and filling everything out. If you need to request, you know, transcripts or letters of rec from people, give yourself time for that. Basically, set yourself up so that you can take the whole process very slowly, very steadily, very easily. And the way you can set up yourself like that is by getting started early. And if you're not dealing with college apps in the near future, then that's very good for you. Obviously, just stay on top of your summer assignments if you have any, especially for AP classes. But bottom line, make sure you do relax this summer. Make sure you do chill this summer. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. Take care of your body. Take care of your happiness. And just take some time out to chill and have fun. And it's a little bit difficult right now because of quarantine. We may not be able to see our friends in person as often as we would like, but keep in touch with people, whether it's your extended family over like FaceTime, with your friends over FaceTime as well. You can meet up at a park or other public places as long as you're, you know, being safe and being smart about things. But just, you know, everybody needs a break, so make sure you take a break this summer too. Next, we'll be talking about personal development.
And like we said, if any of y'all have any questions, please feel free to throw them in the chat, or one of the moderators can ask on your behalf if it's not in the chat or something. Personal development, how to make use of, you know, just yourself in general. Because the thing is, listen, we're at home. We don't want to go crazy. We've all figured out different ways to cope with being at home and dealing with quarantine. And since we don't have class or homework or finals, and I know some schools, you know, you guys, people didn't even have class. Their teachers were just like, here's a homework packet, finish it in 2 weeks. So all of you have had different experiences with being in quarantine, or even if you were in college or something like that. But now we're kind of in summer, and some people just don't have anything planned. And so these are just a couple of tips to, you know, give yourself a bit of structure and a bit of, you know, how to keep yourself sane. And the first thing is, make sure you have some kind of a schedule. We know it's summer, we know you may not have school, and so it can be super chill, but have some sort of a general schedule, meaning, hey, I want to wake up generally around this time, I want to sleep at generally around this time, I want to pray at this time, I want to, you know, have lunch or dinner with my family at this time. Even if you have like only five things, that's just like wake up, sleep, pray, and eat, do something. Because you don't want to be the type of people that, you know, one night you sleep at, you know, 1 a.m. because you were binge watching something you probably shouldn't have been watching. And then the next night you fall asleep at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and your schedule just goes like up and down and up and down, and you don't even know what day it is anymore. Yeah, so a tangent on this, make sure you know what day it is every day of summer, or else you're just going to go crazy. Number two, make sure that you have some bit of alone time where it's just you. Yes, we have family at home. Yes, you got siblings. Yes, you have parents. But make sure you have some time that, like, for that 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, you're not necessarily being nagged by anyone. No one's telling you to do something. No one's in your personal space. At least try to do that. Whether you can close the door for your room for a little bit, whether you can go for a walk, or even if your only way to do that is, hey, I'm going to go walk to the masjid, take advantage of this. Or maybe, you know, read a book as well. Have some time where it's just you, because if your people are constantly in your face, it's going to wear you down. You're going to start to get annoyed at every little thing, and you're going to start to be the one that nags everyone every second. So just make sure you have some time that's dedicated to yourself. Also, have some time for yourself that's spiritual as well. Whether that's reading some Quran or whether that's, you know, going to the masjid, and we'll talk about that in the next section, but something that is your relationship with Allah, even in the slightest bit. Even if it's, hey, you know what, I'm just going to open up a Google Doc and I'm just going to, you know, write one kind of life goal that's written as a dua or written as a prayer. You know, anything like that where it's yourself and God. Number four. Do some kind of pastime with your family. If it's cooking or cleaning, do something to keep you with an activity to do. I guess we're at number six. Yeah. Or number five, have one main activity for the day. Have something that for today, this is the at least one thing that I'm going to do. Again, so you have something to do in your day. Number six, very important for all of you. Please give yourself some time without your Facebook, your Instagram, your Snapchat, your WhatsApp or Telegram, your Signal, whatever you all use, you know, give yourself some time without this. If you are binge watching, you know, Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever it is, Prime Video or Hulu, your brain is going to melt. Okay. If you ever binge watch, your head is just going to feel like there's like jelly or soup inside. Take a break. Let your eyes not look at a screen for a little bit. Like we said, you know, have a talk with your friends or family. Do a video call or something like that. Go outside and enjoy just breathing, you know, fresh air. A very important one is count or write down or list. Basically, somehow enumerate the good things you have in life. Right? And this is something we can do at all points in our lives. But especially now when we're kind of locked up a bit more. Just write down the things that you're grateful for. Write down the things that day that made you happy. Whether it's something that you did, whether it's something that was your parents or siblings did, just write down any good thing that happened. Or just waking up and be like, hey, you know, I woke up on time today. I didn't miss any prayers today. Anything like that. And because Allah says, you know, when you show gratitude, when you are thankful to God, God says, I promise you, I will give you more. And so if it's selfish, hey, I want God to give me more, I'm grateful. Or if it's just for your own sanity, for your own happiness, and for your own optimism in your own life and brain, you know, keep a gratitude chart or journal, whatever you want to call it. Number 10, don't compare yourself in an inferior manner when you see other people doing all kinds of things. If, you know, you're sitting at home and you see your friends are like, even though it's quarantine, but they're like doing these crazy things, or relatives or whatever, don't be like, oh man, I suck, my life is miserable. You know, if you want to use their activities as motivation for yourself, great. But don't ever let what other people are doing put you down because of the circumstances that you're in. You know, keep yourself, you know, optimistic, motivated, give yourself self-confidence and self-worth. And the last thing is, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You're going to do everything on a day-to-day basis, but whether it's the stuff you do on your phone, the stuff you do on your computer, just, hey, am I being a decent person, whether it's to my family or friends or online or whatever, just, you know, what are you doing? Build better habits, you know, watch the things that you do.
So lastly, we're going to look at the Islam and spirituality aspect. So Ramadan is probably still relatively recent in our memories. And I remind us of Ramadan not to say that we need to go into that sort of beast mode again, but more so to remind us the importance of having a schedule, like was mentioned, daily consistency, and maybe to give us some ideas of what we can work on over the summer. So what are some ideas of what we can do to take advantage of summer spiritually? So one idea is to do something, anything with the Quran, whether it's building a daily recitation schedule, memorizing a thing or two, listening to tafsir classes online, whatever.
right? There are so many different things that you can do over the summer, whatever works for you when it comes to engaging with the Quran. So if you enjoy reciting, that's great, right? Make a daily recitation schedule for yourself. Set aside 10 minutes of the day, 20 minutes, however much you can, every single day, and recite. Or set a goal for yourself that you want to read X number of pages every day and commit yourself to that number. If you enjoy memorizing, that's also great, right? Pick a surah or pick a portion of a longer surah that you like and that you enjoy. Find a family member that you can recite to and they can check you for mistakes, or a friend that you can call over the phone. Or if you've already memorized stuff in the past and it's starting to get shaky, then set up a regular review schedule for yourself, and that will be beneficial as well. If you like learning about what's inside of the Quran, that's also great, right? Find an online lecture series that you like. There's so many, can't even list all of them. The key is to make it daily, to make it regimented, to make it consistent. So set aside a portion of your day and like, this is my time to listen to XYZ tafsir class. So all of those ideas were in regards to the Quran. Now let's look at some ideas to grow spiritually in regards to the seerah, the life of the Prophet. So one way to learn more about the seerah is to read a book on it. My recommendation, go to meccabooks.com. That's meccabooks.com. Go to the seerah tab and just look around and see what's in your budget and see what interests you. There's a lot of great stuff out there. There's so many books out there. And again, set up a schedule for yourself. Set aside some reading time every single day. And if you're up for it or into this kind of thing, you can also pick up journaling. Write about what you read in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and jot down some ideas on how it applies to you and your life and what you learned and some reflections that you may have on it. Another way to learn from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to again find an online lecture series. And there are so many, perhaps even more than the seerah classes that are readily available online. One class that Mudassir personally recommends and has gone through himself is Dr. Sheikh Yasir Qadli Seerah, the entire series of which is on YouTube. It's long, it's very dense. Each class is like 2 hours,
an hour
and a half, but it's very informative. So if you don't want to watch, you know, one class a day, split it up, watch like, you know, 20 minutes a day or something, but set aside some time each day to listen. And again, journaling is wonderful. Take whatever you learned, write it down, and then write some reflections that you have. What do you think about it? What are some questions that you have that you want to ask, you know, a scholar one day if you meet one? What are some things that you want to talk to your family about, to your friends about? What are some conversation starters that you can think of in regards to this aspect that you learned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So those are just 5 ideas about how to improve your Islam over the summer. Wanted to keep it very basic, very simple, because it's summer, it's time to, you know, have fun a little bit. But again, the purpose of this is to just keep some sort of regimented schedule, something that's very practical for everybody, something that's not burdensome at all, something that doesn't require a lot of work or effort, but something that, you know, is doable and is going to help us not only spiritually, but also just our lives in keeping a schedule and having something to do every single day. So you definitely don't all of them, but you know, we just wanted to lay all of them out there so that people can pick and choose whatever suits them best, their schedule and their interests alike. So there was Quran recitation, Quran memorization, online tafsir classes, reading a seerah book, listening to online seerah lectures, and you know, whatever else you can think of. Just the key to keep in mind is make sure it's daily and make sure it's consistent, something that is doable. Don't go crazy one day and then, you know, leave it until, you know, school starts the next year. Just do something that's a little bit every single day so that you can have something that keeps you going spiritually throughout the entire summer.
Yeah, just one thing. For tafsir, Dr. Siddiqui, I think he restarted his tafsir class that's been going on for like decades. Not decades. I think maybe like 10, 15 years that he started. I think he restarted last year. It's on YouTube. So, you know, like and subscribe. Listen to Dr. Siddiqui, you know, cool stuff. Should we go ahead and take questions? Nazma?
If you guys are, sorry, if you guys are ready to do so, we have, I think you guys already answered the first question, but I can start with another one. Okay, so somebody said, is there any program or campaigns that we can join to keep us productive, such as Black Lives Matter, Palestine advocacy, etc., that the Masjid is providing, or just any in general, like maybe people want to get involved not politically, but like how can they help out during this time? Do you guys have any recommendations?
So in regards to what ISOC is providing, I think you guys would probably be better to answer that one. But in regards to how to get involved more social justice-wise or politically, one thing that I always tell people is that one of the best things that you can do is learn. And that's probably what's most appropriate for everybody, because you don't have to have a certain personality type to learn. And it's also best for us that are in quarantine to just do something that where we educate ourselves, because one of the biggest problems that people have, whether it's in regards to Black Lives Matter, whether it's in regards to Palestine advocacy, any of these movements or, you know, social justice initiatives, that people don't even know what they're fighting for. And so highly recommend to just learn. And personal recommendations for that in regards to Black Lives Matter stuff specifically, there's two books that we generally recommend. The first is The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander. That is a must read for anybody that even wants to be involved in prison reform or whatever it might be. The second is The Autobiography of Malcolm X. That's also another very important book, especially for Muslims. And also another thing that's more of an online class, we just finished it actually the other day. Bayan Claremont is offering Dr. Jackson's class on, I forgot what the actual name is, but it's on like...
It's Islam and Black America.
Islam and Black America.
From Slavery to Hip Hop. He has a book and he has a 20-part series on Bayan Claremont, which is free right now.
Yeah, so that would be an amazing way to spend your summer, to read both of those books and to go through that class. And that's all stuff that you can do from your home.
Yeah, Sheikh Jibril IOK also has a free class for summer on, I think it's also called Islam in Black America, something like that. Again, Dawood Walid, I believe Sheikh Dawood Walid, he has a few books on things like this, and thing was like spiritual activism,
sacred activism.
I think Al-Madina Institute has a program going on that too. So there's a lot of stuff. And Ibrahim said we plugged IOK class. Yeah, we did. Yeah, and great stuff. Sister Sabiha posted all the other classes that we got going on too.
Another question was, there are so many shows to watch. What can we do?
Okay, let me put it like this. If you can wean yourself off of, you know, binging on Netflix and stuff, that would be the ideal, right? You have so much free time. You're like, I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to put it like this. Do I expect all of you to, you know, quit, you know, watching Netflix or Hulu or, you know, Prime Video? Probably not. So what you can replace that with, even if it's not like classes like, you know, Dr. Sherman Jackson's class, is maybe watch, you know, documentary type things. You know, there's 13th, there's Just Mercy, there's Free Me. There's a lot of documentaries and stuff that you can watch. Because even classes might get a bit boring after a while. So that's number one. Try to watch things that are beneficial and educational, even if it's like, you know, Natural Geographic or PBS, you know, learn something. The other thing I would say is try to tone it down to some degree. If you're watching like 6 hours of like Netflix, hey, maybe aim for three, you know, however much you lower it is better.
Uh, I mean, at this moment, I don't think we have any other questions, but...
Oh, yes, we do.
We just got one, sorry. Okay. Somebody said, how about living in a toxic household where there's constant arguments and fights? How do we go about the situation?
So that there's two things here. There's a level of that that we are, either of us are simply not qualified to address. So at a very basic level, like I mentioned, and this isn't me saying, this is, you know, reading from other people, give yourself some alone time where you can kind of detach yourself from that toxicity. Another thing you can do is, if there are Muslim counselors in your area that you can talk to, I think Access California is relatively close to the masjid. If they have office hours, another thing I would say is Khalil Center, where Sheikh Sohail, the previous assistant imam, I guess that's what you would call him. He works at Khalil Center. They have web therapy, I believe, so you can make an online appointment for counseling or therapy, and someone there who's a certified therapist or counselor will be able to help you figure out how to handle these tough situations. And even if it's not a toxic household, any kind of issues like that, would highly recommend, you know, if someone needs that, if someone is going through those kind of challenges, definitely reach out to them, and they will be there to help in one way or another.
And just one thing to add to that is that regardless if you're living in a toxic household or not, basically anytime you're going through a rough patch or, you know, on a daily basis, if difficult things happen, every single person should know their own method of self-care, meaning that every single person should take some time to identify what is something that I can do when I'm sad or feeling down that will make me happy. Whether it's taking a walk, whether it's listening to something, whether it's talking to somebody, whether it's writing something down, you know, whether it's, you know, watching something, whatever it might be, this is something that everybody should know for their own self. This is something that you should try to discover about yourself if you haven't already. And try to engage in that as much as possible whenever, you know, things are tough. Basically, try to know what will make yourself calm down, relax, and feel better.
So we got another question asking, are you teaching any classes this summer? I mean, in the summer, I'm so sorry.
Teaching Arabic.
Yeah, as of now, nothing for anyone to join into. Teaching Arabic on Saturdays, but those have been continuous classes. So as of now, no. If you'd like one and you like us from today's session, sure, set something up and we'd gladly like to do something. Well, that doesn't start, but yeah.
I mean, they could join whenever they want.
Well, no. Technically, no. Okay. Wait, sorry. Technically, yes.
Yes, but practically, no.
Okay. I have another question. This is actually personally. So every other night, my family gets together, just us girls actually, and we sit together and we read books together, spiritual books, obviously, that but we were hoping for some more recommendations. Do you guys have any for over the summer that can, I don't know, just any good books that we can read together?
So there are a number of books. I think especially in a group setting, it's beneficial to read a Sirah book, because that's just so many things to talk about and so many things to discuss with other people and bounce ideas off of. So in regards to personal recommendations, I like, I believe it's called In the Footsteps of the Prophet by Tariq Ramadan. It's not that long and it's not very dense. But it's simple and it's a good read and it's has a lot of discussion things to talk about with other people. So that would be a good one for group reading.
Just a few more things. There's a few books by published by Sandala Press. I think it's Agenda to Change Our Condition, and a few others by either or both Sheikh Hamza Yusuf and Imam Zaid Shakir. They have a few books. Those would be good to do in like a group setting. Yeah.
Do we have any more questions coming in from?
There was one in the chat that I want to address. I think it was private to us. What do you do about like internet usage at home, gaming, or being caught watching things that you, or I guess not being caught, but watching things that you shouldn't be watching on the internet? First thing is when it comes to like we've talked about Netflix and things like that, however much you can A, make the things you're watching good is good, and however much you can lower the things that you watch is also good. When it comes to gaming, again, there's a social aspect to it. If you're like rage quitting like every, you know, every day, then maybe that's probably not good for your sanity. Play more casual games in that regard. As for the third thing about watching things that are inappropriate, do whatever you can, get whatever kind of help you need to leave, quit, stop watching those inappropriate things. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to be blunt about it because I don't even want to give a percentage of how many people in NYG or people in high school are afflicted with this. How, whatever way you can to tone yourself down, to quit the things that you're watching online that you shouldn't be, do that. If you need help, you need to talk to a counselor, you need to talk to literally like a medical expert to train you to get off of it, get that help. If you want to start small, you know, work with a friend who might be able to keep it confidential to get you to quit this kind of stuff, do that. If you tried once, twice, three times on your own and it doesn't work, you are probably addicted and you need someone to intervene and like give you medical attention help. Like you need help. And this is a serious problem. You don't want to be 15 and be like, oh, I do it, you know, a couple of times a week, and then you're 25 and you're like, wait, we get the point. Anything else?
Okay, so in regards to the question that you just answered, I was gonna elaborate on one aspect. Is besides, do you have any tips on how to limit? Like, maybe for some people, a lot right now, since we feel as if there's nothing to do, you just feel that like that need to go back to the screens or watch Netflix or spend time on apps, like. Is there, besides like cutting the time in half, do you guys have any like tips on like exactly what to do to limit?
One thing that you could do to limit is fill that time up with something else. And it's hard to just say find another hobby, but try to find another hobby. You know, it's summer, it's quarantine, people have a lot of time.
Go build a treehouse.
I mean, that sounds really hard, but... find a hobby, do something that, you know, find something that you haven't done before and, you know, pick up a new skill, learn something, learn how to do something, learn how to cook something, learn how to sew something, whatever it might be. But don't just try to cut that time in half and then fill it with a void. Try to fill it with something else, with another activity, something that you find enjoyable and fun as well. Because the reason why people are on Netflix and Snapchat and whatever it might be all day is because it's fun, because they like it, right? So find something else that you like, right? We're not, you know, most people aren't just only like one thing and that's it. You know, there's a huge variety of things that people enjoy doing. So find something that you enjoy, find something that you like. You can even start off by, you know, using a screen to get some ideas, look things up, find new hobbies. But once you find something, just immerse yourself in it so that you can cut down on other things. Fill up that time that you would have been on Netflix with something else more productive. And it doesn't have to be religious. It can be something that's totally just regular and benign, like cooking or a new sport or something, whatever it might be.
Okay, so I just want to say that that seems to wrap up our program. It's getting close to the time we're about to finish. So I want to say thank you for taking your time, to our guest speakers for being here today and having this talk. And I'd also like to thank our audience for joining us this week for our program. And I would also like to share that Sheikh Shahid's class is every Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and it will be discussing Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. Then immediately after, from 12 to 1 p.m., Dr. Siddiqui will be having his tafsir program. And we also have a program next Friday for MYG, and our guest speaker will be Hassan Ilwan. So I hope you all can make it next week as well, inshallah. I think that is the end of our event. Thank you guys for joining. Assalamu alaikum.
Wait, before we end with us, can you end with dua? Mm-hmm.
Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. How completely far from any form of imperfection you are, all the praise and thanks belongs to you. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. There's nothing worthy of our worship or devotion except for you. Nastaghfiruka, we seek your forgiveness. Wa natubu ilayk, and we turn to you in repentance. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. O Allah, we end by asking you to bless, to protect, to honor, and to compliment our beloved Prophet, our messenger, our role model, Muhammadur Rasulullah, his family, his friends, his companions, and everyone that follows their way diligently and obediently until the end of time. O Allah, make us from those people that diligently and obediently follow their way until the end of time. Mm-hmm. Ameen.
Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm Sam.